Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Monday, October 7th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Day One. Ahead of the launch of Apple TV Plus next month, Apple is said to be exploring the possibility of a media super bundle that would combine Apple TV Plus and Apple Music. According to a report from the Financial Times, Apple has been in talks with major music labels about this bundle, but it is facing some pushback. The music labels are reportedly worried that margins could be impacted if Apple undercuts the normal $10 price of Apple Music. Details are still a bit unclear here, and it's unknown which labels Apple has spoken to and which labels are pushing back. The report adds that some of the music companies are interested in the so-called super bundle, as it could increase the overall Apple Music user base. Essentially, what this would mean is that you could bundle $5 per month Apple TV Plus with $10 per month Apple Music for something like $13 per month. Apple already undercuts the $10 price point of Apple Music for students as well as for families, but labels are seemingly worried that making Apple Music cheaper in a bundle would expand the reach of a sub-$10 offering. On the other hand, the Financial Times notes that Apple works very well with the major music labels, so there's clearly a possibility the two sides could still reach a deal. Apple has generally been much friendlier with music labels than Spotify, mainly in the fact that it offers higher royalty rates and payouts for artists and labels. In addition to Apple Music and Apple TV Plus, Apple has plenty of other services it could pack into a bundle. That includes things like Apple Arcade, Apple Care Plus, Apple News Plus, the iPhone Upgrade Program, and iCloud Storage. There's no timetable on when Apple might launch a bundle of its services, but it's clearly something the company is considering ahead of the November 1st debut of Apple TV Plus. In other news, last month, 9to5 Mac reported that Apple is developing sleep tracking capabilities for the Apple Watch. Now it's been discovered that the App Store screenshots for the Alarms app on Apple Watch include text that references an unannounced sleep app for Apple Watch. The UI shown in the screenshot includes a toggle for a wake-up bedtime alarm. Bedtime alarms can currently be set on the iPhone or iPad, but are not exposed on the Apple Watch itself. It seems like the unannounced sleep app would bring that feature over as part of its comprehensive sleep tracking platform. This is yet another piece of confirmation that Apple is indeed working on first-party sleep tracking features for the Apple Watch. 9to5 Mac has previously reported that while asleep, the Apple Watch would be able to track the user's quality of sleep using its multiple sensors and inputs, including movement, heart rate, and noises. Data about the user's quality of sleep would then be made available in the Health app and the new Sleep app. Given the battery life troubles that have plagued the Apple Watch Series 5 so far, it seems likely that first-party sleep tracking won't be launching on the Apple Watch until late 2020, potentially tied to new Apple Watch hardware. In the meantime, Apple Watch users will have to rely on third-party apps like Sleep++ and AutoSleep. 9to5 Mac Daily today is brought to you by Day One, the award-winning journal app that redefines journaling on your iPhone, iPad, and Mac, and is used and loved by many of us here at 9to5 Mac. Day One is a journaling app that's actually fun and simple to use. Not only can you write text entries, but it also allows you to capture much more with photos, videos, links, drawings, and audio recordings. Secure Cloud Sync keeps your entries up to date across iPhone, iPad, and Mac. And if you're wondering what you'll write, the new Templates Gallery gives you helpful prompts to get started. Even if you're not a big fan of writing, the Apple Watch app is a fantastic audio recorder. And with end-to-end encryption and on-device Face ID and passcode protection, entries stay private. Day One is a must-have app for iPhone, iPad, and Mac, and it's free to download on the App Store or at dayoneapp.com. My thanks to Day One for sponsoring 9to5 Mac Daily. Last month, we told you that Spotify was beta testing integration with Siri on iOS 13. Now, the company has officially released an update to the Spotify app for iOS with full support for Siri and more. To use Spotify with Siri, install the update and then ask Siri to play an album or a song with Spotify. The update also allows hands-free control through CarPlay, but in our testing, the HomePod does not yet recognize Spotify's song requests. That could change later this fall once Apple rolls out an update to the HomePod. The important thing is that you need to acknowledge that the Siri command is intended for Spotify. Without an app name in the request, Siri will default to Apple Music. For instance, you'll need to say, Siri, play Coldplay on Spotify. Today's Spotify update also includes support for low data mode in iOS 13. When Spotify detects that a device is in low data mode, it will automatically activate its data saver music streaming mode to help the user reduce their data use. Furthermore, Spotify is also launching a tvOS app today for Apple TV. This app offers many of the same features as the Spotify applications for iPhone, iPad, and Mac. This includes full access to all curated playlists, your library, and more. All of these new features are big news for Spotify users who have long been waiting for the company to offer better integration with Apple's various platforms. And much of it is made possible thanks to new APIs that Apple has added to iOS 13. Rounding out today, Apple on Friday launched a new repair program for iPhone 6S and iPhone 6S Plus units that won't turn on. Apple says the new repair program covers a limited number of iPhone 6S devices manufactured between October 2018 and August 2019. In certain instances, these devices might be unable to power on due to a component that may have failed. Apple's program covers affected iPhone 6S and iPhone 6S Plus devices for 2 years after the original retail sale of the unit. If you're eligible for the program, Apple recommends getting in touch with Apple support or heading to an Apple Store or authorized Apple service provider. Additionally, if you're eligible for the repair and have already paid to have the repair completed, you can contact Apple about receiving a refund. You can find out how to check to see if your iPhone 6S or iPhone 6S Plus is included in the repair program at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.